Hey guys, welcome to the Assignment Explanation Audio for Chapter 5. We're going to jump straight into it since we've already been through a nice long lecture up above. And hopefully you've done the two simple tasks or parts for this chapter. So once again, this chapter isn't very dense in the test-specific material. That's why there isn't a ton of parts. But to be honest, most of this chapter you're going to use, we'll say, significantly when you create programs for your clients. So hopefully you got some good information in those above lectures. And let's go ahead and jump into part one. It says, list the training components and phases of the ACE-IFT model. And then also keep in mind, as a test question could be, that rapport is emphasized throughout each of the IFT model training phases. Okay, so let's go ahead and list the components first of the ACE-IFT model. So what are the components? You have a health behavior change. So these are like the specifics that you're targeting as far as within the model. As far as maybe adaptations or creating, we'll say, good behaviors, that sort of thing. So first one is health behavior change, postural stability, muscular endurance, muscular strength, muscular power, and flexibility, balance and coordination, core conditioning, core strength, speed, agility, and reactivity, or reactivity is also another word for quickness, and then also cardiorespiratory fitness. So those are the main components of the ACE-IFT model, and all of those will be programmed using the ACE-IFT model phases. So what are the four phases? The phases are function, health, fitness, and performance. Okay, so those are phases 1 through 4, and specifically phase 1 function basically consists of stability and mobility training for resistance training, and then aerobic base training for cardiorespiratory training. All right, and that phase 2 is health. That is movement training for resistance training, meaning perfecting those 5 primary movements, and then also aerobic efficiency training for cardiorespiratory training. Phase 3 is going to be fitness. Load training is going to be the resistance training element, and then aerobic or anaerobic endurance training for cardiorespiratory, and then performance training is phase 4, and what kind of resistance training, you have performance training, and then also anaerobic power training for cardiorespiratory fitness. Okay, so definitely want you to have that memorized because that's what you're going to utilize in programming, and also have the acute variables associated with each phase and the exercises associated with each phase kind of understood so that you can easily create fitness programs. All right, part 2, it says describe anatomical position. And then also list the 3 planes of motion and list their joint movements associated with each plane. And guys, this isn't directly located in this book. It is in the exercise science guide, but really that's almost the only question from the exercise science handbook that they gave you that makes it onto the test. Maybe one more, but let's go ahead and go over them. So you could revisit this in that book or look it up online. The anatomical position is going to be standing upright, facing anteriorly, with your palms facing forward. So that's going to be anatomical position. And then the 3 planes of motion are going to be sagittal plane, frontal plane, and transverse plane. Okay. The sagittal plane movements include flexion and extension. The frontal plane movements include abduction, abduction, adduction, adduction, lateral flexion, inversion, eversion of the ankle, and then all scapular movements, which means protraction, retraction, elevation, depression, upward rotation, downward rotation. Some kinesiology there for you, which is located in your exercise science handbook, but know the planes more than anything for sure. And then some of the major movements like elbow flexion, you know, shoulder flexion, different things like that, and what plane they're associated with. And then transverse plane is going to be rotation, pronation, supination of the palm, more or less, or the radial ulnar joint, horizontal abduction, meaning like a chest fly, reversed rear delt fly, and then horizontal adduction, which is like hugging someone, or a chest fly, like I mentioned. All right, so once again, there's not a ton of questions in this as the test doesn't consist of a lot of questions from this chapter, but in my opinion, it's a very important chapter, so hopefully you guys look into that, especially and refer to that when you are looking to create a client's program. All right, complete the quiz below, and I will see you all in Chapter 6. Bye-bye.